And we will move on to 24, a park camping unit and revenue report with Director Van Meteren.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Vogel. Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Recreation Division Director. If you turn to item number 24, your books there, we'll talk about the camping numbers and revenue report for the Parks Division. Start off with the monthly, just the March camping. March is kind of a tough weather month for us this year. Had a couple nice days in there, but some needed rain and just a lot of wind this year. So numbers are a little down, but we're talking 123 units compared to last year. So, you know, that can be made up in one bad weekend this time of year. So we're happy with the numbers, I guess, given the weather we have, but they don't amount to a lot of units this time of year. So if you turn to the next page, the year-to-date numbers, kind of the same story, just down slightly from where we were last year. Need some camper-friendly weather. I think once we get some nice weather and the sun starts to shine, we're going to see a real boom this year. I guess with that, you know, one park I would point out is Custer's had a very good winter season, early spring season, if you would, with their numbers being up 13%. A lot of the other positive numbers are probably due to lodging facilities in those parks. So any questions on our camping units? Okay, we'll move into revenue. Revenue has been really solid for the month of March. Our trend last year of increasing our annual licenses and daily license sales continues. We're up 19% with both those sales of annuals and dailies. This is kind of a slow period right now with our annual license sales. Once people actually come to the parks and start buying or camping, they tend to buy the annual licenses. So we kind of expect that. But it is, I think we're seeing some really good daily license sales. We're up 47% just in those. So pleased with that. Maybe it's a little bit of a barometer to what to anticipate for the rest of the year. I think Director Kirschman mentioned fishing being strong, and I think I would guess a lot of that is due to fishing. So we provide the ramps and the docks and the fish cleaning stations, and I think as Regional Supervisor Busher and Jason alluded to, we've got some great fishing opportunities in across the state. Camping, strong for the month, 8% up. You know, maybe the one number I would point out is our Spring Creek boat slips. It's just a timing thing. You'll see a lot of that revenue that was reported last year in March will show up in April next month. So, yeah, overall, we're pleased we're up 5%. We're anxious to have summer get here and the weather to get warmer. Looking at the year-to-date, kind of similar stories. Overall up 3% compared to last year at this time. You know, given the weather we've experienced thus far this year, we're pleased with this. We're right on this week here. This weekend actually is the first day of our 4th of July week, so we really anticipate our reservation numbers to start picking up and kicking off. So April hopefully will be a very strong month for us. So I guess with that, I'd stand by for any questions. Actually, why don't I move into this next slide here, if you want to bring up that graph thing there. We started talking about this last year. I wanted to provide you a handout. It's probably easier to see some of those numbers. Top bar graph there. This is the time of year where our revenue that comes into the park system is primarily made up of camping. As you can see, the last 3 years almost mirrors each other, especially last year, 24. Park entrance license, that amount or percentage of revenue will definitely grow as the summer comes around. So we're really on track with last year at this point, which was a record season for us. So we hope that trend continues, and I think with some warm weather, it will. In the pie chart there, again, we're really anxious to kind of see how our park entrance license revenue comes in. Right now, 59% of that license revenue is made up of residents, 60% non-residents. And then we have a couple categories that represent really both. And that's the Custer State Park licenses and the George S. Mickelson licenses. Those are made up of both resident and non-residents. When we started this new venture with a non-resident park license, we had kind of estimated our non-residents would make up about 20% of our park entrance license revenue. And I think if you factor in the Custer and the George S. Mickelson, we're pretty close to that estimate. So it tells us we weren't too far off when we were making those projections. The last bar graph at the bottom is kind of new, and I just wanted to share this with you, like the bar graph I shared last month, which was some new information showing you how our revenue comes in. This is how our reservations come in. So a little explanation on this. You see on the very left-hand side the number 14 below those two bars there. That is the very first week of reservations, or 14 weeks out from the day you arrive. That's how our reservations come in. And you can see that kind of tapers down. We don't get a lot of action during that 90-day window. And then at the very end, it really picks up. And that's a trend we've noticed since the COVID period of time. I can tell you this graph would have looked very differently pre-COVID. We would have had a lot more activity on the front end, 90 days out. But generations do things differently. Times are changing. A lot of things going on. I think people reserve the right to change their plans, and we see a lot of activity right at the end there. The other thing that this triggers for us is a couple things, a couple marketing opportunities. We have got to really sell those empty camping spaces at the end or in the last 2 weeks of reservations before people arrive. We are learning that. We have got to do a better job of communicating. One of our biggest challenges is everybody thinks we're full all the time, so they don't make a reservation. That's not the case. The other thing is I'm challenging staff right now to let's try something in the middle of this reservation period, in that 45-day period, to tell people, like, we still have 2,000 campsites available for Memorial Day or something like that. Try to see if we can spike that a little bit. So we're going to be trying some of those things. Marketing's still kind of a new thing to us, but it's something we continue to work at and improve on. So I guess with that, I'll open it up to any questions that you may have.
Questions from the commission? Comments? Jeff, I want to go back. You were talking about, you know, really wanting to fill those spots 2 weeks out. Last year, I think we heard Hull did some TV commercials saying what spots were open. How much of an investment are those commercials, and were they beneficial? Did we get those spots filled by using that method?
Phone a friend there.
Thank you, Commissioner Rissler, Chairman Rissler, Chris Hull, Communication Specialist, Game Fish and Parks. You know, I think they did see a bump. In fact, I know they did, because about a week after we started running them, those unfilled and traditionally kind of a slow time in August, we saw a big increase. It was a minimal investment. I can't remember right offhand, but they gave us a good deal because they were looking to fill some spots too. It's something that Director Van Meter and the communication staff have certainly talked about before. And as we said, it's not really unprecedented. We have done some stuff with parks. She's probably 10 years ago with weather and related weather. And, the weather is going to be bad in the Northeast, you know, maybe focus on some of these campsites. But we weren't really focusing directly on specific openings. We just were saying there are openings in certain areas in that time of year. But I want to say it was probably about $10,000, I think, if that's right off the top of my head. Maybe it wasn't quite that much. But I know we can go back and we can get you that information, but there were big bumps, and I think we were pretty happy. I don't want to say surprised, because I thought it would work, but it was certainly a nice gesture that Director Van Meter reached out to us and said, what do you think? And he goes, yeah, I trust you. Let's go for it. So I was very happy with it, but I can sure get you that information too.
It seemed like a very positive move for marketing. So
Thanks.
Can I add one more thing too?
Phoning a phone friend.
We're doing lots of phoning today. It's a conference call. So Nick Harrington, communications manager with Game Fish and Parks. Just one thing to add up too, with our, not specifically on the TV commercials, but one thing we are going to be doing this year, as Hull referenced, we are going to be doing specific weather triggers within our marketing campaign. So because this is digital, we are able to set parameters of what we consider a good weather weekend coming up, and we are actually able to tailor make those ads based on the weather is going to be great this weekend, it looks like a great weekend to get outdoors. That's actually something that I was literally texting Allie about right now as she was working on putting some of those together, as we just got that spec sheet from Lawrence and Schiller. So that's just one more thing too. So just the various approaches we take, right? There's going to be that TV commercial, but at the same time, we're also now going to be to the point that we know this is a weekend that we want to target, and these are specific messages targeting that weekend. So we try to get better and better every year. I know Secretary Roebling does it on average, and we do our best to surpass that. So I wanted to get that added as well.
Excellent. That's very good. Thank you for that. Comments, questions from the commission? Seeing none, good report.
Thank you.
Yeah.